That was Thailand's late King Rama IX with Preservation Hall Jazz Band in 1988. About 200 kilometres south of Bangkok is the gentle seaside town of Hua Hin, where Thai kings retreat to their summer palace, and it's consequently a more respectful and quieter place than the vibrant Thai capital. Here, Chivas Som Health Resort was established 25 years ago. It is internationally known for its 10-day wellness programs. Graham Kemlow spoke to resident nutritionist and naturopath Renee Grandy about foods she says boost immunity.
Renee, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Hi, Graham. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pretty good. Well, thank you. Now, you sound very well, and you're obviously having a bit of your own medicine down there, Renee. Tell us what you do at Chivas Som. What's a typical day for you down there?
Yeah, so I'm the nutritionist and naturopath. A typical day here is seeing clients. We're actually doing a lot of online wellness consulting now, you know, especially with the pandemic hitting. A lot of people aren't able to come to the resort because we're closed, but everyone is kind of turning inward. And so now my schedule is a lot of online wellness consultations, which is still really nice.
Yeah, okay. Now, Thailand at one stage had the second worst record on coronavirus. In fact, I think it had the second case in the world, but it seems to have almost disappeared in Thailand, or am I reading the wrong information?
No, I think you're pretty much correct there. From what I understand now, we don't really have any active cases here. So we're on the other side.
Yeah. So will the resort reopen shortly, or what's the situation? Do you know?
Yeah. So the resort will reopen from the 1st of June domestically.
Okay.
And then it's just a matter of waiting for international gates to open. Predominantly, you know, a lot of our client base is from Europe and worldwide, so that may take a little bit of time, and it just depends on their own countries.
Okay.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, I would agree. So for people who perhaps don't know, Hua Hin is a quiet town, maybe because of the presence of the king and the summer palace in the town of Hua Hin.
Yeah, so it is. It's a really cute little town. There's a bunch of expats here as well that come here for retirement. I live in a little suburb area of Koh Tao, and it's about 15 minutes away. Beautiful. Yeah, there's lots of beaches here, always sunny. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it looks fantastic. I've actually been there a couple of times, not to your resort, unfortunately. I went to a couple of business events activities that were in Cha Am, which is right next door to you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not far away.
Yeah.
Hopefully next time we'll see you at Chivas Som.
Yeah, well, I know it by reputation, and it certainly has a good reputation. It's been there for, well, I don't know, 20 or 30 years, hasn't it?
We've just had our 25th anniversary.
Well,
yeah, 25 years.
Fantastic. Amazing. Now, the reason I'm talking to you, Renee, is because we got a release through from your PR company talking about immunity and how to build immunity. Now, I don't for one minute think you're taking a Donald Trump sort of approach to this to this current virus and suggesting we're going to eat our way out of it. But talk to me about the sorts of things that might be relevant in tough times in terms of how you add nutrition to your body and the sort of things that perhaps you're teaching people, well, online at the minute, but eventually when they come for a retreat to Chivas Som.
Yeah, so I love the immune system. It is really cool to learn about. So the first thing that I like to do is tend to educate people about what the immune system really is. So firstly, I mean, your diet's so important for boosting immunity. Just think of your diet is what makes your body, but it's also those nutrients that come from your diet are really important for your biochemical processes, reducing down the inflammation.
Right.
But your think of your immune system as an army. So it's got an innate, which is kind of like your first defense in your immune system, and you're adaptive, it's long-term, it's got memory, that's where the vaccinations come in. So when it comes to your immune system, it's really important that you're nourishing your body for both your innate defense and your adaptive defense. And your innate immune system is your first line of defense, which means it's going to scavenger around, pick up any pathogens that might be in your blood or in your skin, you know, sprays chemicals at it, it gobbles them up, it takes those proteins to your adaptive immune system, and your adaptive immune system, it's like it's checking its DNA. What are we needing to prepare our body for?
Right.
So then it makes those antibodies against it. So okay. it's there's a lot of processes involved, and it's really important to nourish your body through that time.
Right. It's not as if the Thais have any secret foods that you can suggest they people eat down there. What sort of foods are you talking about being critical to a good immune system, Renee?
Okay. Firstly, I really just want to point out how important hydration is, good filtered water.
Right.
If you look at your immune system underneath a microscope when it's dehydrated, your little white immune cells that come along trying to eat things up really struggle. So it's super important that we have enough hydration to make sure the fluidity and the transport of these cells can work, but also for detoxifying. So that's number one.
Water. You don't mean coffee or beer or other beverages, do you?
Well, I definitely think filtered water. I would also really suggest immune boosting types of teas. So things like your rosehip. I don't know if you've had like the red rosehip tea before.
Yeah, I have actually. It's not bad. I don't know that I'd drink it all day, but yeah, I'm a bit of a coffee snob from Melbourne, you know.
Oh yeah, I get that. Of course. So rosehip tea is so beautiful. Mix it in with some ginger and maybe brew it for an hour or two on the stovetop. Getting in even some extra herbs like andrographis or echinacea, green teas. So I recommend teas. I recommend filtered water. Turmeric, yeah. I mean, just getting the hydration in. The great thing about teas is that they have these beautiful antioxidants in there just to help your body get through it. Yeah.
Okay. So there would be some people who'd say you seem to have to eat an awful lot of something to get the same benefit as that might be presented to you in a pill. How do you feel about that?
Yep. So I think that's true. You probably would have to eat a lot of it, but I don't think it's always necessary. I think supplements do work really well for immunity. I mean, vitamin C, your selenium, your zinc, and getting in those other herbs like the echinacea, andrographis, oregano, even your reishis, they are excellent in supplement form. If you are coming on with something or just for, you know, a month or two that you want to prepare your body and just get those defenses going. In saying that, food is still medicine, and really, we can take advantage of it and let our bodies nourish it. I mean, we don't need supplements the whole way through. They are really helpful when we need them, but food is still medicine for sure.
Yeah. Okay. When people come to you, do you start off on day one and give them this rundown and then suggest some sort of a menu for the duration of their stay? And I guess most people are there for a week or so, are they?
Generally, 10 days is the average.
Right.
I mean, it depends on who comes. The thing with diet is that no one is the same, and that I don't believe in really any one diet for everyone, which is why I sit down with people and have a one-hour consultation.
Right.
But the main thing is if they're coming here and their immune system's down, then it's really important to be nourishing the gut health side of things. So you want like the organic bone broth or vegetable broths. Getting the soups in, something really easy to digest. The probiotic foods are another really big one. So things like your kefirs, your sauerkrauts, kimchi, even your kefir teas. The kefir, they're little grains, so you can put them in with milk and make the yogurt, you know, like the Yakult.
Okay, yep.
So you can also make tea and then put like plant-based kefir grains in, let it sit for a day or two, and then you have yourself a probiotic super boosting drink. It's great.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. So you told me off air that you were from Queensland, and what took you to Thailand?
Good question. I think it was I was ready to explore, and the opportunity came about with Shiva Som, and I couldn't say no. I mean, the reputation that Shiva Som has is incredible. Everyone here has just been amazing. So well, Thailand has been a beautiful place as well.
I suppose if you were going to be isolating somewhere, that's not a bad part of the world to be.
Yeah, it's been really great, actually.
Are you there for the duration or what's the situation for you?
Yeah, so I'm here. I'm on a one-year contract and then potential going forward. I'm here until October.
Okay, so hopefully by June we'll have a few borders open and you might see some Aussies up there.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
Well, it's great to chat with you. Now, is there somewhere where people can look at your philosophy on nutrition and on boosting immunity? Is there a website?
Yes, shivasom.com. So shivasom.com.
Yep.
And they've got a bunch of blogs. It shows a lot about the philosophy of Shivasom. Shivasom really incorporates the Eastern and Western philosophies, so incorporating the spiritual mindfulness-based healing methods as well as the science-based, which I think really gives health a whole new concept.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.